Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. The union representing WA's firefighters is set to launch industrial action as it ramps up a push for better pay and conditions. The United Professional Firefighters Union of WA is calling for a 5% wage increase and the rapid recruitment of nearly 700 career firefighters. Staggered industrial action is set to begin today and will include not answering work calls out of hours. It's shaping up to be a Liberal leadership showdown with Libby Metem to challenge David Honey for the role in a party room meeting today. The member for VAS is confident she has the numbers to take control.
I would not be undertaking such a significant step if I didn't believe I had the support of my colleagues.
The Nationals will also meet today to discuss their party leadership after Mia Davies announced her resignation last Friday. There's still no sign of a tiny radioactive capsule missing in WA, with a major search operation continuing today. It was lost during a 1,400-kilometre journey from a mine site near Newman in the Pilbara to Perth. Rio Tinto has launched an internal investigation. Australian music creation is set to receive a substantial leg up from the federal government. It's part of a nearly $300 million funding boost to help revitalise our arts, entertainment and cultural sector. Music Australia will be one of four bodies to be created, promising to grow artists' overseas potential and create community music hubs in cities. In sport, Novak Djokovic has declared his 10th Australian Open title his greatest ever victory, downing Stefanos Tsitsipas in straight sets in last night's final. Steve Smith is the favourite to claim his fourth Allan Border medal at tonight's Australian Cricket Awards. Meantime, teammate Cameron Green is racing the clock to recover from a fractured finger 10 days out from Australia's first test against India. Peter Hanscom is in line for a recall if the WA all-rounder is unavailable.